Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We got a very special guest. Let's go to the Drive Hotline. We are joined by the athletic director for the University of Missouri, Jim Sturt. Jim, thanks a lot for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We appreciate it. Let's start with today's big news. Missouri is playing Arkansas next year at Arrowhead. How important is it to Mizzou to play games in Kansas City?
Well, we've obviously played games there in the past. I think we're 6-2 and really have had great success with it. And Kansas City is a large alumni base. And this game, actually, next year, it's Thanksgiving weekend, so our students are on break. Part of our staff goes, is on break as well. And so it's a time where we can bring a game to folks that are really excited to have it. The Chiefs are great partners, and we've been working on this for a while. And then Arkansas was glad to move it as well.
Right now we're talking to Missouri Athletic Director Jim Sturt. I saw that you guys signed a two-game agreement with Arrowhead. What's the likeliness that you possibly play another rival at Arrowhead, not named Arkansas, but also close to Missouri?
I think we're looking at all options, and we're going to make a decision. There's nothing we have to make right now, but we've got work within our schedule, see what works, and what works with the Chiefs, and we'll try to bring the best game possible.
Let me ask this maybe a little bit more direct. Do you guys, so from your side, do you guys still have any interest in playing Kansas in football or basketball?
Yeah, it's a game that, we would love to have, and we'll see, what the future brings. But have a great relationship with Jeff Long, and he's doing a great job there. And so not something that, is imminent happening, but you never know.
Right now we're talking to Missouri's athletic director, Jim Sturt. Every time I feel like you talk, you have to give an update on the bowl ban. Where do we currently sit there?
So we're expecting a decision at any time. So we had our in-person appeal, and the time frame is anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 months. So we don't know. I would guess that sometime here in September, we should have a decision, but it could leak into October. I'm just not sure, but I would expect it sometime in September. Most recently, last Friday, they had a decision on Mississippi State. Very, very similar circumstances and violations, and so there wasn't a bowl ban or a postseason for the other sports as well. So I think it lends itself to having an opportunity for them to make the right decision and come down with a decision that's better for Mizzou and better for the membership of the NCAA.
I was just going to ask you that, based on the ruling there and based on the response, how optimistic are you that this will be overturned?
I think I'm more optimistic than if they would have, had a postseason ban for them. So I think that bodes well for a better decision for us.
Right now we're talking to Missouri Athletic Director Jim Sturt for a couple more minutes. Football season right around the corner. The home opener is next week. Let's just start with some general. What are your expectations for this year on the football field with the Missouri Tigers?
It's going to be an exciting season. And, I can't predict wins and losses and all, but we have a great group of student-athletes and coaches that have prepared since last bowl season. And I think they're really excited about the start. We go to a tough venue out in Wyoming this weekend, and then bring West Virginia home next weekend at 11, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. With the South End Zone addition, it really changes the complexion of the student experience as far as the football student athlete, but then also the fan experience. There's a bigger video board than on the north side. ribbon boards, club seating, a lot more restrooms and concessions and all of those things. So it's going to be a great atmosphere next weekend back at Pearl Field.
Last question here. When it comes to money, where are you guys at with ticket sales and then now selling alcohol? How much money do you guys expect that to generate for the university?
Well, ticket sales are renewals with season tickets are at a level, a higher renewal level than when we won the East. And so that points to interest being really high. We've got a unique schedule where there's 5 out of 6 weekends after we play at Wyoming that we're home. And so a lot more people are buying 3 or 4 game packs and not season, but we're up in sales, a couple hundred thousand as far as overall sales. And I think it only can get better and only will, I think, with the success of the team.
And that is Missouri's athletic director, Jim Sterk, joining us on a very busy day as Missouri is scheduled to play Arkansas next season at Arrowhead. Jim, thanks a lot for coming on with us today. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That is the athletic director for the University of Missouri, Jim Sterk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.